Welcome to the Wellness Enclave with Dr. Sewell. The Wellness Enclave will explore emotional health and its impact on everyday life. In the Enclave, we will address how emotional health is connected to other parts of your life, such as physical health, relationships, spirituality, and even decision making. Our goal in the Wellness Enclave is to help you become a healthier, happier you through motivation, education, and innovation. And now, the Wellness Enclave with Dr. Sewell.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wellness Enclave with Dr. Donna Sewell, where emotional health and wellness will be is our top priority. Today, we have an in-studio guest, Ms. Zena Age. She is the CEO and president of Anise Incorporated. We will be discussing HIV in the African-American community, as well as discussing some of the programs and services that are offered by her agency. Again, you are listening to the Wellness Enclave, and we'll be right back after this commercial message.
Hi there, healthy people. Do you have a healthy product or service? If you are a certified medical professional, fitness trainer, author, or chef, Old Fashioned Health would love to promote your services or product on the Old Fashioned Health Radio Show. Please reach out to us. Call 404-793-3960 or email us at oldfashionedhealth@gmail.com. You can also contact us at oldfashionedhealth.com. Old Fashioned Health, good health inside and out.
Have you been looking for a radio station that gives you sports?
I don't believe it! It's a touchdown!
Entertainment?
Are you not entertained?
And other special interest talk shows?
Well, isn't that special?
All on one app?
Yo, that's dope. What app is that?
It's the real 1100 AM app for WWE. Grab it for free in your Google Play or Apple App Store today.
Child shimmers in the cold. Let
everyone, and welcome back to The Enclave with Dr. Donna Sewell and Zena H. Ms.
Right?
Zena H., CEO and President of Anise, Inc. Ms. H., can you please let us know or tell us about Anise? When did it start? What gave you the idea? And what type of services that you guys offer?
Okay. Anise was created in 1996. Once I got my master's from Clark Atlanta, I realized there was a gap in services related to children and adults who were psychologically affected with HIV and AIDS. What took place is my godchild was moved from New York to Atlanta, and he was not tested for HIV. At the age of 10, he went to my daughter's pediatrician, and my daughter's pediatrician did not test him for HIV. When we took him to Scottish Rite Hospital, the doctors looked at us and asked us how long he was HIV positive. At that point, that's when we found out he was positive. I started looking for programs to deal with HIV and AIDS, and there wasn't any particular programs that was dealing with adults and children who were psychologically infected or affected with HIV.
Okay. With that being said, can you give us some statistics, just some broad statistics on HIV?
HIV right now is one of the leading cause within African-American men. Actually, African-American gay men, and it's on the uprise for people over 50. And the reason why the virus is spreading so much is due to the secrecy, shame, and guilt, specifically in the African-American community. The reason why the virus is spreading so much in the population with people over 50 is because of Viagra. People don't understand and connect the dots that people are older and they are able to have sex. And by them able to have sex, the older women feel that they are not at risk of having any children, so they are having unprotected sex. And the virus is spreading in those two populations the most.
So let me ask you this. What populations are you working with now? I'm going to go back to the secrecy, shame, and guilt piece because I talked about that when I was talking about mental health earlier this year in the African American community. I talked about parts of that or components of that. But right now, what's the population that you're serving primarily right now? Because I know we have an opioid crisis on the rise.
Yes.
So
the population that Anise is particularly working on right now is the opioid epidemic. We are doing clean syringe access. Clean syringe in exchange is still illegal in the state of Georgia, but they are able to allow you to do clean syringe access. So one of the things that Anise is doing is that we are providing what we call E4U, where we are actually going into the communities and we're going to people's offices to actually provide clean syringes and to do HIV testing. The reason why this is such an epidemic is because of the secrecy, shame, and guilt. One of the things that's happening in the African-American community, we have a tendency to put faith-based or our views relating to religion when it comes down to HIV, specifically with men who have sex with men, which I hate that term, which is gay black men or bisexual black men. Until we come to terms that people have the right to be themselves and have the right to do what they want to do with their bodies, then this virus is going to continue to pass in the African-American population relating to secrecy, shame, and guilt. Until we get at peace with ourselves and realize that it's a human right to be yourself, it's a human right to be who you want to be and what you want to be, this virus is going to continue to spread in the African-American community.
So outside of secrecy, shame, and guilt, let me ask you this. What are your thoughts on the belief system in the African-American community? When I was working, as it relates to sex, now, when I was working primarily in the field of HIV/AIDS, and a lot of times I would teach psychoeducational classes, one of the biggest issues, there were two issues that came up, but one of the biggest issues that came up, regardless of level of education, was, why do I need to use a condom? I don't need to use it. And this came from the male and from the female, particularly if they were in a monogamous relationship. Like, cool. I would hear the women say, well, he's trying to say I'm dirty, you know, and this was somebody that maybe they had just really, they're saying, the woman is saying they're in a monogamous relationship. He may not be saying that. But at the end of the day, too, and we go into how it feels. Okay, well, you know, it doesn't feel the same with a condom. I hear that from males and female. So given that, do you think there is some type of belief system in addition to the secrecy, shame, and guilt that causes issues or is a barrier?
Right. So what happened is, first of all, one of the things that happened relating to when I talk to women, I need to actually do HIV testing. We do testing for people from 35 to actually 65 at this present time. We got some funding. And what we realize when we talk to African-American women, they're saying that they are safe. And one of the things we say is that you don't know what your dude is doing. You don't know what he's out there doing. You don't know if he's receiving or giving. So a lot of times, a lot of these women do not know that they are dealing with a bisexual man. So me being bisexual myself, I'm able to identify and understand the cues and the things that take place. So when I identify as that's what I am, I actually go to clubs, go to gay clubs, and I actually see men with wedding rings on. So I want y'all to understand that wedding rings, when they are married to a woman, not married to a man, let's get that straight. So one of the things that I want women to realize is that if you feel something in your heart that something is wrong, something is wrong.
Okay. And what's the conversation that should be had prior to having sex with a male, whether it's male on male, but really when we're talking about women to men, what should a woman ask her dude? And it doesn't. And when I say what should she ask this man, it doesn't mean what it does. It doesn't matter. I should say whether you've been dating this person 3 months before you decide to have sex, a year, or whether it's going to be, you know, you've only been knowing him for a week. What are some of the questions that should be asked?
One of the first questions that I ask is, are you bisexual? We need to ask the question, are you bisexual? Have you ever had sex with a man? So those are the questions that need to be asked. You need to make sure that you get tested. You get tested together. At Anise, we do couples testing where both of y'all can get tested together and you get your results together. You have to ask the questions. The reason why I keep going back to secrecy, shame, and guilt is because I do an exercise, and I do an exercise and I get everyone to tell me a secret. And once they tell a secret, then they're nervous about telling that secret. But when you realize that you have a secret yourself, then you start identifying to the secrecy, shame, and guilt. Everybody have things that need to be ashamed of, but if you ask the question, then you need to be prepared for the answer.
And one of the things I would like to interject before we go on break, not only do you ask whether or not this young man or old man or whomever it is, and let me say this, don't assume because a person is 60 years old that means that they're not bisexual.
Correct.
However, another layer to that, as well as not just have you been with a man, okay, well, not only have you had sex with a man, that means have you ever allowed a man to perform oral sex on you? Have you ever performed oral sex on someone else? Have you been a top? Have you been a bottom? Because in many instances, what you will find is a man will say, some men will say, no, I've never had sex with a man, but what they will say is, hey, a man performed oral sex on me and or I was the top. So technically, in their mind, I haven't had sex with a male. So we are talking about HIV,
correct,
AIDS in the Black community. You're listening to the Wellness Enclave with Dr. Donna Sewell as well as Ms. Zena Age. We are about to go to commercial break, and when we return, we will talk about some of Ms. Age's services, and then we'll get into her toy drive because it's coming around the holidays and I want to make sure the kids are well taken care of. We'll be right back.
When news is breaking, you need to be connected and need to know what's going on. You want local coverage because that's where you'll get the real story. When it comes to sports, you want local coverage of your favorite pro and college teams because they've got the inside scoop. The iHeartRadio app gives you local coverage from over 1,500 radio stations across the country, keeping you informed. And best of all, the iHeartRadio app is free. Download it or go to iHeartRadio.com.
Yes, Akimi.
Do you know what happened last night?
What happened, Akim?
Well, I saw Santa Claus, and do you know what?
What, Akimi?
He looked a lot like you. He was handsome.
I can dig it.
He was black.
Right on.
He had an afro. He was really out of sight. Now I'm going to tell everybody that I saw Santa.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Enclave with Dr. Donna Sewell and Ms. Zena Age. Mr. Greg, before we get all the way into this second segment, how many minutes do we have? 11 minutes. All right. Thank you very much, sir. Much appreciated. Usually, Mr. Greg has me in another studio with a scoreboard so I can see the time. So, all right. So, again, we have Ms. Zena Age in the studio. She is talking about her organization, Anise Incorporated. She is the CEO and president. She has been around. She is a community-based organization. Would that be fair to say?
Yes.
Okay, community-based organization. She's been within in the Atlanta area.
For 22 years.
22 years. Oh, my God, you're old.
22
right? years.
That's what I said.
For 22 years. So we were talking about relationships between men and women, but also women, you know, I'm not going to slight the men. Women, if a man wants to use a condom to protect himself and to protect you, do not balk at that. Do not get upset about that. And men, even though it may feel better without a condom, if you don't know the woman that you're dealing with, you need to put a condom on. Okay.
Right. If there's a man and y'all just meet in a club and a woman go home and want to have unprotected sex with you, you're not the first.
Correct. So my guys, you know, I don't want to leave you out. I never want to seem biased. So again, you, even though it is harder for you to contract HIV, it does not matter. You can still contract HIV or some other STIs for that matter, or some other STI. Look at herpes. Herpes is on the rise as well. In the country, and I know especially in the Atlanta metropolitan area.
Yes,
as well.
I have mm-hmm. to speak relating to mm-hmm. there's a strain of gonorrhea and chlamydia in Atlanta, Georgia that is incurable. And the reason why the STIs is increasing in Atlanta, Georgia is because a lot of our black gay men are able to get on PrEP. PrEP is medication that you can take where the virus will not be transmitted. It's medication that every 3 months you have to go and get tested for HIV. So PrEP is medication that they are promoting like crazy to African-American gay men. They really need to be promoting this information to African-American women because a lot of women do not know about PrEP. And we promoting it relating to sex workers. We promote it relating to women that are in domestic violence. We promote it in a way where they can help themselves by preventing themselves from getting the HIV virus because they are taking this medication. So please understand, get some information about PrEP because PrEP is a pill that you can take where it will bounce off the virus. So please listen to me. A lot of people say that this person don't look like they have HIV. This person don't act like they have HIV. We want you to understand that 1 out of 4 black men in the state of Atlanta is HIV positive.
In the city of Atlanta or state of Georgia?
The state of Georgia,
state
my
of Georgia.
Bad.
Okay. So and let's look at... I want to look at adolescents really quickly because at one point they were on the increase or it was on the... rise as well. So what's the age group now that's increasing or that's at a high rate? What are we looking at when I say adolescents, Let's say between 13 maybe and 17, are they at increased risk right now? Or what does that look like?
So what's happening, the Georgia just passed a law that we can test at 13 and that we could give them their HIV status at 13 years of age. At one point, we was able to test them, but we could not give them their HIV results unless their parents was notified. So the virus is increasing between the ages of 13 and 19. 13 and 19, I have to say, because the children are having unprotected sex. The children are not aware. Then they are aware that the virus is out here, but they think that they are invincible to the virus, and they are not disclosing that they're HIV positive. What I'm seeing at Anise Incorporated is that we are working with the Department of Family Children Services in foster homes. And what's happening with the HIPAA law is that if a teenager is in the foster care system, the child do not have to disclose or that he's HIV positive. So what's happening with these children that's in the system, they're in these group homes and they're having unprotected sex. So some of the laws that happen relating to this HIPAA law is really hindering a lot of the disadvantaged multicultural population, because they're not aware of the knowledge that they can have and that the virus is spreading in this population, because, again, the children do not feel comfortable disclosing their HIV status.
And please keep in mind, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was going to ask you about HIPAA, because I know HIV is one of those protected class, along with mental health and substance abuse. And I understand why they implemented that, because there are a lot of kids that are being abused by their parents and by adults when they found out what the status was, because many of those children were identified as being gay or lesbian. However, when you have caring parents or guardians, that kind of hinders some things. But with that being said, and there are one or two other statements I want to make, and then I know we need to get into your toy drive and what you're doing. Okay. One of the statements I want to make is this. Always understand that there are people who are walking around who do not know their HIV status. We're only talking about those individuals that we are able to keep statistics on because they've taken a test. There are plenty of people walking around that don't know their status. So I want you guys to keep that in mind when you're saying someone looks clean, and someone may actually feel like they are quote unquote clean. I don't like that terminology, but I know that's the terminology that's used. So they may think that they're clean, but the reality is they're not, because they have not been tested. And so we don't know what's going on. And also, just as Ms. H stated that a lot of the adolescents feel like they're invincible, one of the other issues is this as well. When myself and Ms. H started out in the field of HIV or STIs, when we saw people, they were full-blown AIDS. Mm-hmm. See, they didn't, and they were taking like 20 pills a day, and they were like six, very sick. So these children now are seeing people live for a longer period of time. So to them, it's like, hey, it's not a big deal. That's another issue. And the last issue that I want to bring about is, like you're saying, that the children were having unprotected sex in some of the group homes and places like that. Also, and I know none of you want to hear this, a lot of you don't want to hear this, that's the same thing that was happening in the nursing homes, and that's why syphilis was on the rise a few years ago. Because you know why? Older people, you have Viagra, you have an older man in there, the women that hang outside of the nursing homes, the sex workers, they know when these men get their checks.
The first
they
and
have,
the third.
They, right, they have sex with them. Then the man has a girlfriend in the nursing home.
Several.
They're having several, correct. And they're having sex, and so it's passed along. And I know you don't want to hear this about your great uncle or your grandmother or whatever, but you know what? They get busy too. So you're going to have to educate them, even though they will say to you, everybody got to die from something, but you still need to talk to them. So if you want any more information on HIV/AIDS, I am going to have Ms. Age give all of her information out at the end of the show, but we only have about 3 or 4 minutes left, so I want you to tell us about that toy drive. And once you tell us about the toy drive, then let them know how they can get in contact with you and your website and all that other good stuff.
Okay, Anise is going to be having our 18th holiday party. It's going to be at 5500 B Fulton Industrial Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia 30336. Our holiday party is geared for anyone who are psychologically affected with HIV and AIDS. So it's open to all children, ages 0 to 17. We are asking individuals to actually donate gift cards because Toys for Tots give us toys from 0 to 13, and we have a very hard time actually getting toys or gift cards for children 14 and up. So the holiday party will be from 12 to 4 o'clock on the 22nd of December.
All right. Are there any last-minute words or a summation? We have, what, about a minute and a half? 2 minutes? Okay, we're at 2 minutes. So is there anything that you want to tell the listening audience before you give them your contact information?
Anise is using a holistic harm reduction approach. We use that approach with all our services. So we have, with this approach, we have programs that we deal with substance use, not substance abuse. We know that people have issues relating to that, and our programs are geared from 5 to 99, from We Want to Know program to Grandparents' Hands. We also have a clinic. We have a clinic, a holistic harm reduction clinic, and we will be providing free flu shots starting in the month of December through March. And we will give each individual a $5 gift card after they've been tested for HIV and have received their flu shot.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, tell me this. How can they get in contact with you? Where are you located? What's your email address, phone number, all of that good stuff if they want services from Anise?
Okay. Anise Incorporated is located at 236 Forsyth Street. We are in Suite 300 and Suite 200B. Our website address is www.anise.org, and the phone number is 404-521-2410.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Age. And I would like to thank our listening audience. You have been listening to the Wellness Enclave with Dr. Sewell and Ms. Zena Age from Anise Incorporated. As usual, I hope this has helped someone. I hope someone has gained some information. And guess what? I hope you have a fantastic day and a happy and healthy week. And I will see you next time.
This has been the Wellness Enclave with Dr. Sewell. Join us each Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. on WWWE The Real 1100 AM. We look forward to growing with you.
Thank you for listening to another Old Fashioned Health Network show on The Real 1100.